Those of you who I haven't met, my name is Steve. I'm the senior minister here. It is my privilege to welcome you this morning to our service. Our service today is going to be a little bit different in that we're going to spend a lot of time praying with and for one another and our church and our world in this time. But as we prepare to do this, I want to read to us Psalm 23 this morning. If you've been following along with the reading plan that we've been doing as a church, the reading for today is Psalm 23. And so I'm going to read that to us this morning. This is what it says. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, as we step into a new year, tomorrow starts 2024. It's easy to get caught up in the new year, new you fads. That we get this kind of thinking, oh yes, 2024 is going to be different. And so as we prepare to enter into 2024, let's take a moment to reflect on 2023, to think about what has been, what has happened this year. How has God been leading you and guiding you? How has he been the one who has provided for you throughout his times? How has he led you through the dark valleys? And also, as we come into 2024, well, we want to also spend some time going, God, I have all my hopes and dreams and desires for the year ahead. I have the dreams and desires for my family and friends, for things that I want to see happen. But God, I want to seek you in this. I don't want it to just be what I want. I want it to be what you want for me, for my life, for my family, for my friends, for my work, for my influence in the world, for our church, and for what is going on in our world. Because as we've heard, God is our shepherd. That with him leading and guiding us, we lack nothing. He is the one who leads us beside the still waters, who walks with us through the darkest valleys and times in our life, who provides for us in the midst of all that is going on, the one we can look to and trust. And so we're going to spend some time praying into this, that maybe for 2024, as we prepare for 2024, you need to be thinking and praying about what does it look like for me to trust God as my shepherd in 2024? How can I give thanks for the way that God has been at work doing this in 2023? As I look to him for 2024 as well. Resting in his goodness as the good shepherd, the one who, as we sang, gave it all for us, who died and rose again that we might have life in God and relationship with God. Maybe it's coming and laying down our hearts, desires and dreams and going, God, here are the things that I am thinking about. I want to hand them over to you. So we're going to spend some time praying, and we're going to do it in some different areas as we think about things. We'll start with thinking about questions like, what are your moments of reflection of 2023? Where have you seen God at work in this? What do you want to see God do in 2024? What's exciting you or scaring you about the year ahead? What might it look like for you to know God is your shepherd leading you in 2024? And then we'll also pray for our church, doing so through our vision, values, and mission, that we'd pray that God would help us to be an epicenter of hope, that we pray that God would help us to be dependent on God, built on the Word, together as a family, reaching out to all around us, that we would share the life we have in God with all those around us. And we'll pray for our world. We'll spend some time praying for our world. That we would pray for wise leadership, for all our world leaders in our nation and across the world. Government leaders, business leaders, influential people in our communities. We'll pray for the situations of violence and tension around the world, that God's just peace would reign in all situations. We will pray for those who have been displaced due to war and genocide, social threats, natural disaster, that as they face this displacement, they would know God's peace, comfort and provision in this time, that He is the shepherd walking with them. And within this, we pray for us to have a heart towards our neighbour as well, that we would not be focused just on ourselves, but actually seeing all our human beings, all the other human beings, as loved by God, that we might care for them in this as well. Now, if you're new to church, then this might seem like a really scary thing to do. We're going to break up into groups and we're going to pray together. But don't worry. You can just sit there. You don't need to say anything if you don't want to. Doesn't need to be complex, wordy prayers. Can be simple, one-sentence prayers if you want to pray that. But what we're going to do is we're going to break up into circles of about five or six people. And we'll go back to the first slide about thinking about what are some of your moments of reflection. And we'll spend probably 10 minutes in this. So maybe you want to pick one of these questions for you to answer. And within your group, get each person to share what's their answer to this question and pray for each other in this. That if there's something that's scaring you about 2024, pray for one another in this. God, would you help this person to know your peace and comfort in this time? Or God, would with this thing that's exciting them, would you help them to know the joy in you in the midst of this? And so we'll spend some time praying on that, and then I'll get up and encourage us to move on to praying for a church. Let's break up into groups of five or six and pray for one another within this. God, we thank you that you are a God who hears us. We thank you for these prayers that are being prayed this morning. God, for the spoken prayers, for the unspoken prayers, we thank you that you are a God who hears us, that you invite us to bring our hearts, desires, our concerns, the things we're hoping for to you. God, we just ask you to continue to be leading and guiding us, to be speaking your truth to us. God, as we think back about 2023, may we see the way that you have been at work in us. And as we look to 2024, may we be looking to you as Lord and Saviour in the midst of this, as our shepherd, as the one who leads and guides us, that with the things that excite us, that we can find that excitement in you and the good things that you give, the joy and life that you give, that with the things that scare us, that we would find comfort in you in the midst of this, that we would know that you are the God who is with us always. You are leading and guiding us. Whether we've been on this walk for 90 plus years, whether we're just starting out, whether we're not even there yet, you are the God who is with us. And we thank you for this. God, would you help us to know you as the one leading and guiding us today and in the days and years ahead. God, would you help us to know you in the midst of all that is going on. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to continue praying in our circles as we pray for our church. So you might like to use some of these points that are on the screen to help you to pray for us as a church. This is our vision of being an epicenter of hope, that we would have the values of being dependent on God, being built on the Word, being together as a family and reaching out to all around us, and sharing the life we have in God. So we'll spend 5 minutes praying for our church, all the things that are happening for us in 2024, that we would be this epicenter of hope, that we would live out these values, that we would know God moving amongst us. Let's pray. God, we pray for us, your church here at Christ Church Newport. And we thank you that you are a God who calls your followers to come together. We thank you that we can be your witness to the world around us. And we pray as a church that we would be shining your light in 2024. That as we are so transformed by you, that this reverberates out, that we would be an epicenter of hope of what you are doing and moving amongst us. God, we pray for our church leadership, for myself and the parish council and wardens, that as we lead and guide the church, that you would be blessing us with wisdom. God, help us in the midst of all that happens in this year to see you as our shepherd, to be looking to you, knowing that we are completely reliant on you, God. That without you moving, this is all for naught. That we want to see you moving and glorified amongst us. Why? Because we want to see your name glorified and people come to life in you, in this city, in this nation, and across this world. And so, God, we ask you to move in us as a church. Help us to know you more deeply in 2024. Now help us to see this transformation. Help it to take place deeply within us as well. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to pray for our world. Now, there is plenty of stuff going on in our world. And we see the realities of selfishness and sin wherever we look. And so we pray for our world. We pray for the situations of unrest around the world, that God's peace and just peace would rule and reign in all of these situations. We pray for those who have lost lives and the lives of loved ones, that there is much grief going on. We pray for those who are displaced. We pray for our world leaders. We pray for family and friends as well, that there is lots going on. And so we're going to spend 5 minutes and I pick something that you want to pray for. It doesn't have to be a big global thing. It can be a little local thing. But pray for God to move in that situation, for him to rule and reign. Lord Almighty, we thank you that you hold the world in your hands, that you are the one who is over all, and that we can look to you. We thank you that you are also the God who sees each and every person, each and every situation. God, we look to you in the midst of all that is going on in our world, from human sinfulness to the realities of living in a broken world with natural disasters. God, we ask for your hand to be upon each situation, and that within all we would look to you, that we would see your peace, comfort, love and grace win out. God, we pray for you to bring about your just peace where there are situations of war and unrest. We pray that you would move in the hearts of all people to have a love for one another, that we might know your love in our lives, and that all humans would know your love, and that in knowing your love, we would live this love towards each other as well. God, we pray for your church across the world to be speaking your love and grace and truth into all situations. God, help your church to witness to your goodness, Help it to be a voice for all people in all situations, God. God, would you show us your power and might and your love in 2024. We pray for this for our world. We pray it for ourselves. We pray for those who are near and dear to us. God, we ask you to move. For Lord, you are our shepherd. In you we lack nothing. You are the one who makes us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside quiet waters. You refresh our soul. You guide us along the right paths for your name's sake. Even though we walk through the darkest valley, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint my head and our heads with oil, and our kihup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow us, Lord, all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.